is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I'm in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, where I came to visit Sam Trayton, who's been on some previous shows. He's the guy who introduced me to Sarama chickens. He's good at introducing people to Sarama chickens, the smallest chicken by breed. And he's also good at introducing people to other people. I was here, and the next thing I knew, I met a gentleman by the name of Mike Scahill, and Mike was introduced to Sarama by Sam Trayton, just like I was. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, about how you and how you met up Sam and Sam showed you the chickens?
I overheard a conversation Sam had one day that he had poultry. We got talking. I ended up painting his house. So I was there for about 4 days watching his chickens in the background and just fell in love with them. And when I left, he gave me 3 chickens.
Were they young chickens? Or?
Yes, they were. They were young.
Did you know if they were going to be hens or roosters yet?
No, I didn't. It ended up being one was a rooster, 2 were hens. He took them home with a girlfriend and 3 kids, Angelo, Sierra, and Cordell. Right. Shannon is the girlfriend. Right.
So what'd they say when you came home with chickens?
It blew their mind.
Phoenixville isn't really an agricultural town.
Right? No, it's not. Not at all. It's an old steel town.
So what'd they say when you came home with chickens?
What are you going to do with them? And the kids are running around screaming. I said, I don't know. They're our pets.
How long did it take them to warm up to chickens?
It was instant. We were completely captured.
What were the first things that started to capture folks' attention?
We didn't know what to do with them. So we would just lay a sheet out on the floor and let them roam around. And we'd just watch them. Watching the behavior, trying to understand what they're doing, why they're doing it. And probably a couple months later, eggs followed, and that was a pretty interesting event that happened. You know, you wake up in the morning, and we had them in a cage inside the house, and you go down, and there's an egg. It's pretty exciting for the kids and for me. It was.
So what was the first breakfast like? Do you remember?
I don't remember
that day.
Well, I don't remember that day. Instead of eating them, I was more interested in the incubation process.
I see.
You know, multiplying.
So once you knew that you were okay with these pets, I mean, Sarama, as we've said before on the show, are the smallest breed of chickens, so they're pretty good indoors. They can be good in a small yard. But once you got comfortable with having them as pets, you started thinking about incubating.
Yeah, absolutely. After I got the chickens, I wanted to reproduce them. That's how Sam was doing it. Sam walked me through it and got an incubator, and he gave us some eggs, a dozen eggs, and 9 hatched, our first hatch, and it was mind-blowing for us.
So the family got pretty excited about that, too.
Yeah, it was like twice the amount of walking in the door with chickens. I mean, we had these live things coming out of shells, you know, in this oven. So.
And so then at some point, when the weather got nice, you transitioned to having them outdoors a little bit?
Yep, I put them outdoors. I needed somewhere to put them. I didn't want to keep them. I knew it wasn't right. I wouldn't want to be put in the basement. That's where they were. Right. Ended up building a little shack. You know, I have a small backyard, a 20 by 20 backyard, and I built them a small shack and put them out there. And when we'd go outside, we used to let them out, and they'd roam around the yard.
Mm-hmm. I visited your home, and it was very neat. You're kind of you qualify as a neat freak, I'd say.
Yes.
So that just
very
goes clean. To show it can be done.
Yeah, people say you have chickens, filthy, it smells and stuff. Not necessarily.
So how did the neighbors react to you having the chickens once you transitioned outside?
Yeah, the chickens were out there for close to a year. People knew they were there. I don't know how. They're not that big. They're not that noisy. But the kids would line the fence and watch them. Neighbors would come out. Some neighbors would just walk by in awe.
So reception. A lot of people liked it and thought it was cool.
Absolutely.
But you did have a rooster.
Yes, so. I did have a rooster, and I ended up adding, I think I had 4 roosters out there. I got a little more than the neighborhood can handle. And one person complained to code enforcement department. And they came out. I showed them the operation. I told them all about it. I told them how involved we were. It went from, you can't have chickens, to, okay, you can just have hens, take your roosters inside. So, and that was the end result of what happened. So they wouldn't allow the roosters outside, and I didn't want to keep a rooster in the basement. I needed him to breed, and I wanted him amongst the flock.
Right.
So
it's possible to have chickens without having roosters, and you'll still have eggs and a lot of the benefits. But ultimately, roosters really are part of the equation. As a lot of us transition towards making our own food or having sustainable pets or whatever you're into chickens for, eventually you're going to have to think about roosters. And I liked your solution. You were somebody who didn't want to compromise like that and live without roosters. The way the your goals of chickening, of raising your own chickens and finding show chickens and really participating in that full process, you needed to have roosters. And so you came up with an interesting solution for a way that you could live in this town and still stay in your small house and have chickens. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I had a friend who had a farm, and there was an abandoned chicken coop. So I just approached him and said, you know, I'd love to occupy it. I've run into a spot where I can't continue my hobby in Phoenixville. And so he gave me a shot. So I don't pay rent or anything. I'll do favors every once in a while to continue my hobby up on his property. So, and it actually worked out pretty well. And that's been going on for about 3 years now.
It's pretty interesting. Mike took me around town today and took me to the different sites where he has different chickens. And I thought that was really swell because he's kind of spreading the message throughout the town and interacting with different people. He's one of many renters in one site. He has neighbors in another side, and some people don't necessarily take to the chickens right away, but by and large, you're kind of getting more people interested in chickens.
Absolutely.
I thought it was interesting. There's a lot of people who keep horses in this town, and you were telling me that folks like the way chickens and horses interact for a couple different reasons.
Yeah, on the outskirts of Phoenixville, it's a large horse community. What I've come across is these people who have horses enjoy having the chickens around. The two big benefits that they've told me about is the bug control, the fly control. It definitely breaks down the population inside the barn. I mean, it's a huge problem, especially in the hot months, keeping the horses calm. And one horse owner told me also he enjoyed the chickens around because he feels it keeps his horses entertained during the day and engaged to have them around. And so ultimately, the horse people at the farm that the chickens were on were the main judge and jury, and they gave it a thumbs up. So
right.
I continue my hobby.
So what do you think is the biggest secret for why people love chickens? Is it a mystery, or do you think you can put your finger on it?
Yeah, you see all of it. You see life, you see death, you see reproduction, you see where food comes from. There's a lot of benefits, interactions. The kids have done school reports on it. I mean, you know, so it's great.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks for showing me around. Thanks for doing the show, and thanks for setting me up with another hen. That's
yeah,
a real
no
pretty
problem.
Hen that you
no
gave
problem.
Me, a hen from the Scahill flock.
It's, no problem. No problem. Nice meeting you, too.
All right. This has been Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Did you have a good time?
Yes, I did.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.